Welcome to the hit radio show, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted intuitive energy healer. During this show, Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help release that which no longer serves you and to show you another way to live. Is physical pain controlling your life? Do you feel like happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Leave negativity and pain behind. Christy's divine healing gift, her perspective reboot process, and her uplifting and unique viewpoints will help set you on that path toward the life you've always dreamed of. Now, here is your host, Christy Borst.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. This live segment is broadcasting Tuesday, June 10th at 12 noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific. So perhaps you're here with me live or joining me through archives. Either way, I thank you for taking the time with me. And today's show is entitled Avoiding Spinouts in the Fast Lane of Life. And this show pretty much came to the forefront for me because in private session work with clients, I have had people say that they don't feel centered or they feel unbalanced or that they complain that their life is basically out of control. So if you feel like your life is out of control and everywhere you look, you find drama and struggle, if you find that life is not easy and you are asking, why me? Even with the best intentions to stay centered, sometimes we can spin off course and lose that sense of balance. And I'd like to suggest that perhaps it's as easy as a kind of reframing of your perspective. And I'm going to be providing ways to help you stay on the course of joy and share things that have worked for me. So if you are new to this show, Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, you may not know that I have reconnected with this ability to help others heal in profound ways from both long-term physical and emotional pain. And the way that I got to this point of reconnection was really an exploration for me, this is what worked for me, of kind of realizing what's beyond the rat race, what's beyond what I call the 3D game, and discovering a larger sense of myself. And that kind of led me to break free from limitations that I had either put on myself or had agreed to as part of this greater society. So we'll be talking about that today. And later in the show, I'll also be offering a chakra clearing or abbreviated intuitive energy healing session with a caller who's listening in the live airing of this. And if you're interested in working with me on air in that way, the number to call is 800-930-2819. So let's get into our topic. Do you ever feel that your life is out of control and everywhere you look you find drama and struggle? I'd like to assure you that it doesn't have to be that way. Around the time of the Daytona 500 NASCAR race, the analogy came to me of this kind of living on the fast lane, life out of control, and this NASCAR race that so many people watch and are involved in. So there you are, you know, you're driving along at this high speed in this lane we call life. You're going really fast. So any kind of bumps and debris in the road that are there, they're not only strongly felt, but they can also make you lose control. And if you don't pay attention, you can actually forget what your end goal is. So just imagine, again, going along, and rather than focusing on the road, you look to the left or to the right and you see some kind of drama playing out with the other drivers. In your case, it could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could even be some drama playing out on the news or some dire predictions of weather. And all of a sudden, you've kind of lost focus. You've taken your eyes off the road and you've lost control. And maybe you go into a spin out. And maybe you inadvertently even end up sidelining yourself. I'd like to suggest that anything which takes your focus off of yourself, off what you're here to be doing, and off of living the path that leads you to your joy is taking you from your true nature. It's taking you from the long-term goal or the focus of, you know, the race in this case. I was interested to read that Dale Earnhardt Jr., who won the NASCAR 500, Daytona 500, had a 55-race winless streak. So for him, I'm sure it could have been easy to play mental games or, you know, go places in his mind that told him that he couldn't win this race. This was probably a bigger race than others he had been in. But he didn't do that. He stayed focused on the greater sense of self. So as you look at your life and you say, why am I here? Why me? Or, you know, I would ask you, are you keeping your eyes on the prize? Are you allowing yourself to imagine and to go after the joy and the avenues that are going to help you grow as a soul? As you learn to respond to the things that happen to you with love, you're less apt to get caught up in these spin outs and even worse, like ram your car against the wall, you're able to stay focused. So as we think about our life and the kind of society we live in, it's easy to see how we can feel out of control because there are so many things pulling for our time and attention. And I really want to tell you, it's okay to say no. You don't have to do every single thing that is calling for your time and attention. I think as parents, this is one of the important lessons we can teach our children when we do tell them no, they can't do something. It's to realize that there are choices in life and there are things that make us happy, and there are things that don't make us happy. And so if you can look at things and kind of lose that sense of obligation over having to do things, and kind of stay true to yourself, because it's not about going fast. It's really not a race we're on. It's about balance. It's about being happy in the moment and focusing on how you're feeling now. So are you keeping your eye on the prize, or are you watching what everybody else is doing? Are you judging your life to others' lives? Are you comparing? When you do that, you're kind of giving your own power away because you're not focusing on yourself. So I'd like to kind of share a couple of ways that you can go to that place of balance. For example, when you're a child, you spend hours in imagination and imaginative play. And I think it's important as adults for us to use our imaginations, kind of quote-unquote flex our imagination muscle to keep it practiced. And this is about going beyond that sense of confinement, that sense of I'm just this or I'm just that, and going, reaching for the prize. a memory came to mind this morning about being a child, and I grew up in Rhode Island and used to go to Goddard Park, and there was a wonderful merry-go-round there, and it had the brass ring. You know, you had to reach for the brass ring. And it's true in adulthood, too. You need to stretch yourself. You need to reach and believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, then who's going to believe in you? And as I've said in other shows, you are part of the all that is. You're a divine aspect of God animating this life. So you're no better than anyone else, and you're no worse than anybody else. So if you don't believe in yourself, who will believe in you? And if you can believe in others, why can't you believe in yourself? Find joy in the moment. Listen to that voice. If you're at a concert, and the setting is somewhat informal, or you're at a show with a band and you want to dance, get up and dance. Listen to that voice, because I guarantee once you get up and dance, there are going to be other people who were waiting for someone to be the first one, and they'll get up and dance too. The life you want is there. It's waiting for you to live it. You just have to reach for it. If this seems overwhelming to you, I invite you to consider a private session with me. My website is healingresonance.us, and the phone number to make an appointment is 401-466-4901. And as I said later in the show, I am going to be offering to work with someone on air, and that number to call is 800-930-2819. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. And when I come back, I'm going to be talking about how we keep ourselves focused on the positive. So please stay tuned and come back. Thank you. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, airing live on Tuesday, June 10th at 12 noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific. I do not have a live caller on the line, and I'd like to invite you to call to work with me later in the session for any physical or emotional pain you might be having, or a self-limiting belief. And that number is 800-930-2819. So today's topic is avoiding spinouts in the fast lane of life, and kind of trying to gain control over your happiness and your sense of reality here. So there's a point at which I believe you realize that there is a greater reality than the rat race, a greater reality than what's created by the mind, media, and what I like to call the 3D game. In the past, I've mentioned, I actually had a whole segment on your being more than a body. And I hope that you're starting to feel that to be true to your core, and realizing that we are energy and the body is just a container, and that container is not even big enough to hold us. So we kind of spill over, and that's what allows someone like me to work with the energy layers of the body. So as energy, we're affected by vibration. That's why sometimes music can make us feel so alive, and yet another song can make us feel really bad. And when you expose yourself to low vibration things, like the media is largely negative, it can affect your vibration, but I'd like to give you ways that you can overcome that. So the media tends to focus on corruption and self-servitude and corporations, government, etc., mass impoverishment, murder, discrimination, racism, homophobia, random multiple shootings, denial of human rights, all these negative aspects of society. Even the weather now is not, you know, not a normal reporting or normal vibration. From my sense, it's more of a vehicle to get people, or that maybe not intentionally to get people, but that makes people or results in people feeling fearful. So I'd like to suggest that there's different ways we can react to these negative or low vibrational sources that surround us. First of all, which is what, you know, I think we're kind of surrounded by, is we go into fear. That's a normal response, and we might even tend to share that fears with others, talking about the problems as if we're living them, and literally trying to get other people whipped up into a frenzied state so that we can feel more normal. Another way we can approach this is to see these quote-unquote problems and find our mission through those problems. Maybe we can see a way that we can change the world for the better. We can find what we can do in our own community or in the larger community to be a person that's a change agent for one of these situations. The other thing we can do is we can realize that there are others just like us who are living this in their lives, and we can energetically send them love when we hear this. We can support them. We can support them by sending love. How do you send love? You just picture somebody whose life is in this situation and just open your heart and telepathically say, I'm sending this person love. And that's going to not only raise your vibration, but it's going to raise the vibration of the overall impact of these broadcasts. The right response is always to keep ourselves centered. And it's not always going to be easy, but if you can try to remember to come at things from a place of love and not go to fear, that's going to be a very quick way to start experiencing more joy in your life. There's a quote I love that is by Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. He says, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. And I think that the media doesn't focus on the helpers and the positive aspects of the world, but that's okay. I think that's changing. I think that in the past couple years, personally on Facebook, I've seen more posts that are positive and uplifting. And perhaps it's because I'm looking for those. I'm giving those more of my attention. And, you know, I'm choosing to unsubscribe from others that are not. I was gifted this morning when somebody shared with me on Facebook the video from Jim Carrey's commencement speech to the 2014 graduates at the Maharishi University of Management. Now, many of you know Jim Carrey. He's a well-known comedian and actor, but he's also a very spiritually evolved person. And so he started out and he, you know, told some stories and stuff, but then he was basically thanking the faculty and the administration for, you know, where they had gotten this class. And I'm going to start the quote now. You have given them the ability to walk behind the mind's elaborate set decoration and to see that there's a huge difference between a dog that is going to eat you in your mind and an actual dog that is going to eat you. That might sound like no big deal, but many never learn that distinction. They spend a great deal of their time living in fight or flight response. Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what is happening here, and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear, disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and even ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying I'm proof that you can ask the universe for it. And that's end quote. I absolutely love the many layers of this. This is about releasing fear and not listening to any kind of negative reel that's playing in the mind telling you you can't do things. If you're listening to that, that's not coming from your higher self or source or God. That's coming from the ego. That's coming from somewhere in you that is afraid of failure. And if you live your life focusing on a fear of failure, you're really not living your life the way you're not living the path to joy. So I'd like to ask you if living a small life has been serving you. Why not try going after what is waiting for you? Why not think big? And why not surround yourself with others who support and uplift you and your vision of yourself? I do have a caller, so thank you for that. If you would like an opportunity to work with me privately, my website is healingresonance.us, and the phone number is 401-466-4901. When we come back, we're going to be kind of wrapping this up and talking more about living in the present. So I hope you'll come back and join me on Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Welcome back to the June 10th segment of Perspective Reboot, avoiding spinouts in the fast lane of life. So what about negativity closer to home? What about the things that drive you crazy? I think that our culture basically grooms us to sweat the small stuff. And that's kind of a conscious choice we have to make to break free of that. From the time that we're born, we're taught to focus on the dramas, and it's constantly fed to us through mainstream television and news coverage. So if you find yourself constantly getting into a kind of he said, she said, I said replay, or conversely, fearing some eventuality that may or may not happen, you're not living in your present moment. You're not living your life. You're in a spin out and or a tailspin of sorts, and your goals, your path, and your true nature of love is no longer your focus. So a couple weeks ago, I did a show. I'd have to look at the dates to see which one it was. But basically, I had this kind of epiphany in preparing for the show of realizing that, I had heard it many times that, you know, what other people think of us is none of our business. And I had kind of, you know, heard it and said, oh, well, that's really cool. But I never really, like, integrated or felt it. And then I just kind of realized how the kind of turning point for me was when I realized that judgment, you know, when we judge other people, it's not necessarily like a negative thing. Like somebody says, oh, you shouldn't judge. I don't believe that, you know, that's totally true. I believe that judgment of others can be a gift to us, because the things that we judge others about is what we don't like about ourselves, what we might be ready to work on for ourselves if we can only see it as that. So when you realize that how you judge others or what you judge others for, or, you know, what the things you don't like about somebody else, it's typically the thing about yourself that you don't like that maybe you're ready to look at and explore more deeply and to release. So when you can realize that about yourself, then you can realize that other people who judge you are just seeing something in themselves. So it allows you this freedom to actually see that it's true. What other people think of you is none of your business. It's their things that they can or cannot see in themselves and may have an opportunity to work on. I also know that each of us is only responsible for working on ourselves. We're animating this life. We're here to live this life. Therefore, these, you know, he said, I said, you said, dramas that I used to kind of go into, you know, if something happened and somebody reacted a way differently than what I expected, I'd try to like analyze it in my mind and figure out what went wrong. But that's kind of all been silenced now. And I know when I know that my actions are coming from a place of respecting others, or that when I'm responding people from the heart, then I don't have to go to that place of judgment, or I don't have to react to somebody else's judgment of me. The other thing that I think is really helpful is about staying grounded. And this comes up quite a bit in the work that I do, that people are somewhat out of control because they're not grounded. And what does grounding mean? What is that all about? Well, when you think of it, you know, we are these energetic souls, and we're kind of in this this human body, which is our container while we're here on Earth. So I almost like to think of it, it's like our spacesuit. This is our spacesuit. And if you think of, you know, the any of the spacecraft, when the astronaut goes out into space, they're tethered to their spaceship. So if you think of yourself in this Earth body, and this is your, you know, this is kind of your spacesuit, and the Earth is our spaceship that's kind of careening through space and we're traveling with her, we need to be tethered. We need to be anchored into the Earth. And it's a really easy thing to do. What I like to do is I just picture this cord of love that connects me with the Earth. So I just take this cord that's, I typically picture it from my heart, but some people picture it going from like their navel. And I just kind of let it imagine it, you know, use my imagination and picture it going down into the Earth. And then when it gets to the center of the Earth, I just picture that the Earth grabs a hold of it and kind of sends another tether back to me. And as I just sit there, and this is, you know, just a split second thing, as I send the love down and then I just relax, I feel that love come back to me because the Earth is here. The Earth is supporting us. So ground yourself. I know many people realize that they're supported by higher, you know, the higher realms, and that kind of brings you, you know, that's kind of your higher realm grounding, but you also need to ground yourself into the earth to feel, you know, to feel secure. Go outside and walk in the grass and walk in the moss and, you know, barefooted, get, you know, go into nature. Those things can be very grounding. Go to the, you know, beach and look at the ocean or go on a mountain. Those are very grounding things. So, in kind of summing this up, you can find your joy when, excuse me, rather than getting caught up in other people's spin outs, you steer clear, but you send them the best. You send them visions of their coming out in the best possible way. And the next time you hear some sort of sensationalistic story on the news, or, you know, there's a broadcast of some, you know, natural phenomenon of the weather, rather than calling your friends and perhaps unthinkingly spreading fear, both within yourself and to another person, take a moment to realize that there are real people involved in that drama and send them light and love. And realize that in this moment, all is right and well in your world. Look that you have in this moment. You have everything you need. Wish all the best and visualize the best possible outcome. When you can send compassion and love rather than judgment, scorn, or fear, you raise your vibration and you help raise the vibration of those around you. So you always have a choice. And this is something I can't say enough. Your creator abilities, your power is in the moment. Your power is in deciding how you're going to react to things. Are you going to respond with love, or are you going to kind of go into a tailspin and go into fear? It's never too late nor too futile. I have a whole I think I have a blog on mistakes and kind of fear of mistakes. I have a free video on my website about what I like to look at mistakes as miss-takes, mistake. So I invite you to look at that and kind of get a different perspective on letting go of this worry, letting go of this fear of failure and just living life. As I was preparing for this show, I kept seeing this kind of vision of a car a dog riding in a car with his head out the window. For a dog like this, most dogs, you know, every car is a convertible. They stick their head out and they feel the wind in their face. They smell the smells. They're living life. And the song Unwritten by Natasha Bennington also came on the radio this week, and some of the lyrics I think are so fitting for this show. I'm going to read part of those now. I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the lines. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. And then it's the part of the chorus. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest is still unwritten. Realize, too, that just as God and Source and the all that is connects us through the higher realms, the earth is also your partner and connects you for grounding. Try that grounding exercise while we're on break. You're listening to Perspective Reboot with Kristy Borst. Thanks for joining me. Come right back. Welcome back to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Thanks for joining me today. So as you kind of look at revisioning your life, seeing yourself in a new perspective, what are your assets? What things bring you joy to do? Start focusing on those. And don't let other people's opinions of you or negative comments influence what you are and what you do. For many years, I actually didn't like my voice. And now I find that there's a quality of my voice that is part of what heals people. I was told when I went to a church that I wasn't good enough to sing in the choir, or I was kind of discouraged from joining. And the church that I'm in now, or the spiritual community, embraced me, and my voice flourished, and I kind of found my voice. And when I was singing this past Sunday, I actually had a little solo. I could feel that feeling, that healing energy running through me as I was singing. It was amazing. It was so powerful. So release the limitations on yourself and dare to step out. I'm going to take our caller, who is Elizabeth, and we'll see what we can do for her today. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
What's the reason for your call?
I was hopeful you might have some insight for me. I've been having horrible stomach and gastro issues for about 2 years now, and I've seen many, you know, naturopaths and doctors and healers and psychics, and no one's really seemed to help me.
Okay.
I guess a really tough case.
I've got probably 5 or so minutes to work with you, but I'm happy to do that, and we'll see if there's some sort of block there that we can shift for you.
Thank you.
Okay. So as I work with you and talk to you, if you sense or feel something in your body, if you could feed that back to me, it's kind of my way of communicating with your body.
Okay.
So I'm going to start just by placing my hands on your head. And now I'm moving to one hand on high heart, which is like your breastbone, and the other right on your stomach. I'm just very gently kind of going over that area and just trying to almost like smooth the energy as if I were just really gently patting a cat. Are you sensing anything in your body?
I do feel a little tingly in my arms and hands.
Okay, so I'm just going to hold your hands for a second. Okay, I'm going back to the stomach now. And I'm assuming implicitly I have your permission to release anything that's stuck there, but if you could just verbally state that intention.
Yes, please. You have every right to remove anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any sensation in that area yet?
It feels like there's like pressure on my stomach. That's the best way I could describe it.
Okay. I'm just trying to work that energy now and just kind of, the only way I can explain this is give it like a lighter sense, a more expanded sense, so you might feel less heaviness.
Okay.
Is there typically pain there or no?
No pain, thank goodness. But
what it is, just that like the digestion doesn't work properly, or
yeah, and bloating and stomach noises and gurgling and just every other bad symptom you can have.
Okay. So I have a healing video on my website, which is something to the effect of you're a powerful being.
Okay.
And I'd like you to watch that.
I'm perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So let me know how you're doing. Please drink a lot more water than you normally do.
Okay.
Because it's going to, you know, it will help move things through that might have been released.
I'm perfect.
Okay. And just keep, you know, feel free to call me. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. So I can't wait to see what happens.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so this segment of Perspective Reboot was about avoiding spinouts in the fast lane of life. I hope you've come away from this with some tips to slow down and to really connect with what you want and to release the attachment to what others are thinking about you. And I also invite you to join me next week. I'm going to be having a guest, Mary Carmen. She and I are going to be talking about releasing the fear of dying. And when you're able to release that fear and realize that you're an eternal being, it really allows you to more easily embrace and realize the joy. So join me next week on Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.
You've been listening to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst. Wisdom, healing, and empowerment. Christy's divine healing gift can help you release physical and emotional pain, which no longer serves you. Consider an intuitive energy healing session with Christy. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us, or call 401-466-4901. Again, that's 401-466-4901. See you next week for Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst.